Our gospel reading this morning is the traditional reading of Jesus entering Jerusalem, taken this year from the Gospel of Mark. When they were nearing Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany and Mount Olives, he sent off two of the disciples with instructions, "Go to the village across from you. As soon as you enter, you'll find a colt tethered, one that has never yet been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' say, 'The master needs him,' and we'll return him right away." They went and found a colt tied to a door at the street corner and untied it. Some of those standing there said, "What are you doing untying that colt?" The disciples replied exactly as Jesus had instructed them, and the people let them alone. They brought the colt to Jesus, spread their cloaks on it, and he mounted it. The people gave him a wonderful welcome, some throwing their coats on the street, others spreading out rushes they had cut in the fields. Running ahead and following after, they were calling out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Blessed the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Through these words, God's voice is heard.
Thanks be to God. Gracious God, we thank you for today, and we thank you for the celebration of people joining our congregation. Give us hearts to be open to love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday, a day when we celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, a day when we know people line the streets, lifting their hands high, shouting acclamations of praise and worship as Jesus made his way through town, riding on a borrowed donkey, a day when people laid their cloaks and palm branches on the path to make way for their king, the Christ who was coming to save them. A day when eyes turned back to God and people's lives were made new. Sheila and I both felt like today was a good day to celebrate here at St. John's too. To celebrate not just Palm Sunday, but individuals in our congregation who have decided for themselves to reaffirm their faith in Christ. And so today we welcome and celebrate 9 individuals who have indicated a desire to do just that. Jill, Jocelyn, Keston, Haley, Caitlin, Thomas, Sierra, Lizzie, and Brooke. Years ago, your parents made a promise on your baptismal day to bring you up in a Christian community, and they have encouraged you over the years to seek out your own belief in our God who loves you deeply. We've reached the day when your faith in Christ is being reaffirmed by a commitment you are preparing to make. Today is the day that you are saying yes to God and to this faith community, to walking with, loving, and serving others. It's also a day about choosing to live as the beautiful creation God made you to be. It's about walking with Jesus, opening yourself to the creative power of the Spirit. In order to do all this and continue living a life like this, you need to stay on the journey that you've already begun, the one that continually brings you back to the cross as a reminder of what Christ has done for you, for me, and for all of us. It's a journey where you need to have hope and where you choose to live and act and be in ways that bring God's love to yourself and to others. It's a journey that will challenge what you believe is right and good and what you believe is just. And it's a journey that requires energy and excitement. And after spending the past 6 months with you and meeting on a regular basis, I know you're already on the right track with that one. You need to continue to live your love out loud, to proclaim the good news that you have discovered, to share the truth and beauty that comes from within, because this is God's Spirit that lives in you. God has created each of you to be unique individuals. Not one of you is exactly the same as the next. God's plan for your life is just getting started, and I've been truly blessed to see the beginnings of some fabulous things. You all have a tender heart that allows you to connect at a deeper level and share your faith in a very real and tangible way. Even when you're giving each other a hard time for various things, your hearts have spoken loudly with a godly love, and you've exemplified His grace in all that you've done. My hope and prayer for all of you is that as you take this next step in faith today, that you trust that this congregation here at St. John's is one that needs you. It needs your quirkiness. It needs your passion. It needs you to challenge them to stretch their thinking and reach outside of their comfort zones. It needs your wisdom and grace and compassion. And it needs your example of learning from the past and carrying the good from that into the future of life here within these church walls, as well as the community around us. Jill, Jocelyn, Keston, Haley, Caitlin, Thomas, Sierra, Lizzie, and Brooke, I'm so proud of all of you. You've all overcome personal hurdles this year and have openly shared your doubts about your faith in God. I've watched you grow and learn as God calls you into a deeper, more committed, and mature faith. You've pushed through when you were ready to give up and felt like you couldn't finish what you started out to do several months ago. Our amazing group of mentors have walked alongside you. They've seen this too. And they've supported you, and there is no doubt in my mind that they will all continue to support you in everything you do, as will the rest of the congregation. Thank you, both confirmands and mentors, for what you've taught me and reminded me of this year. Through you, I've learned that you are never too old or too young to try something new. I've been reminded that no matter what happens in life, God's grace, love, and forgiveness are bigger and stronger than anything else in life. And I've also been reminded that you're pretty fantastic people that I'm blessed to be in ministry with. Today isn't a day when you graduate from church, and it doesn't mean you have learned all you need to know about faith. Today is a new beginning on a continued path of light and love, being made new in Him each and every day. God is just beginning to work in your lives. He's reminding you that in every breath you take, you're to make your life song sing to Him. May you continue to thrive in all you do, living past the point of just surviving, trusting that life with God offers joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, and love that is unstoppable. Today is a day when we all celebrate with you. When we are like those people who line that path for Jesus' memorable entry into Jerusalem, cheering as He took each step along the way. We are all here cheering you on and encouraging you to continue to step out in faith, even when it's hard. Jesus didn't walk into Jerusalem trusting that the road ahead would be easy. In fact, He knew what was laying ahead for Him, yet didn't allow that to stop Him from committing to following God's plan for His life. We don't know what lies ahead for each of us, but what we do know is that when we walk with Christ and with followers of Christ, we are strengthened and supported, loved and cared for, prayed for and comforted. Keep being the hands and feet of Christ in our world that is in such great need of peace, of hope, and is in deep need of our loving God. I encourage you to continue thirsting for more of God in your lives, to keep digging deep into knowing more about our Creator God, who knows each of you and loves you deeply. And as you continue on this faith journey, may you always feel heard and loved and cared for here in your church. We are blessed to have you here, and we give thanks for your lives and all that you have to offer. May you continue to allow God to walk this life's journey with you, as he has since the day you were born. We celebrate you. We give thanks to God for you.